Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. We're up against it a little because we went over on Know Your Role, but I think it was worth it because that was an entertaining game of Know Your Role. And the truth be told, my all due respect story is one that I think can be extrapolated a little further into a topic if we need to carry it over into the next segment.
Do we need to collaborate on whether we have the same story?
I guarantee you with me, we don't. And unless yours is about...
I have a baseball story.
No, you're fine. I guarantee you Clint's story does not overlap with baseball at all.
Good.
If you said it was about meth or alligators...
Ooh, I'm already intrigued.
Terrible things... Yeah.
Tootin' Liz. I think you actually did a your article a couple of weeks ago. Remember you showed me the gal afterwards we were at
Little Woodrow's. Yeah.
I think I found an article about maybe her brother or her father or her husband or somebody.
As long as it's a Florida story, it means we get to play the banjos.
Hey, so. You hit the nail on the head. You better strike them up, brother.
All right. Rich, why don't you go first?
No problem.
All right.
My story is a story that actually probably a number of our listeners are familiar with, but we might as well throw it out there because I believe it involves at least one dumbass. There's a dynamic young player on the Atlanta Braves named Ronald Acuña Jr.
Yeah.
He is a 20-year-old rookie.
He's a phenom.
Who is a phenom. He is tearing it up. As a matter of fact, he recently set a record. Or not set a record, but he recently led off three consecutive games with a home run. That began with a doubleheader sweep of the Miami Marlins on Monday. Overall, he had homered in five consecutive games, entering last night's series finale. So everyone was curious to see whether Ronald Acuña Jr. could lead off a fourth consecutive game with a home run, something that hadn't been done since 1996 when Brady Anderson was on steroids and did it. So here's the scene, okay? Atlanta's at home against Miami. Ronald Acuña Jr. is the leadoff hitter for the Braves. So this is the first pitch of the game, and all the Braves fans are wondering, is he going to lead off a fourth consecutive game with a home run? He didn't get the opportunity.
Acuña's hit 12 homers, 24 RBIs, and 25 runs scored leading off. And he got smoked on the very first pitch. Chad Fairchild, right out in front of the plate. Acuña tosses the helmet down, and now in a crouch on the third baseline. The very first pitch of the game nails Ronald Acuña Jr., and now the Braves are coming out of their dugout looking at Urania. And now both benches are going to empty. Brad Snitker's leading the charge.
I don't blame Snip for being mad right here. And I'll tell you what, if the umpire, Chad Fairchild, he should be tossed right here, Joe.
So that's how it was described by the Braves announcers. Acuña rubbing his elbow, the bench is clear, no brawl or anything, but obviously tensions are running high. He takes his spot in the outfield in the bottom of the inning, and he's rubbing his elbow the whole time. And after that bottom of the inning, he has to leave the game, which prompts another emptying of the benches and bullpen. So it happened twice in the game. The pitcher on the mound that did it is named Jose Urena. He was ejected from the game, as was the Miami Marlins manager ejected from the game. The dumbass in this story might be former New York Met Keith Hernandez, who is getting destroyed on social media because after this happened, Hernandez, who's part of the New York Mets broadcast crew, said on a game broadcast, quote, with regard to Acuña Jr. being hit, quote, "They're killing you. You lost three games. He's hit three home runs. You got to hit him. I'm sorry. People aren't going to like that. You know, you got to hit him. Knock him down. I mean, seriously, knock him down. If you don't hit him, you never throw at anybody's head or neck. You hit him in the back, you hit him in the fanny, end quote.
Did he really say fanny?
He did. His word.
Good point. Good great question. Right. Great pickup right there, Sean.
What, Keister didn't want some of that?
To which Chipper Jones on Twitter replied, so by this way of thinking, Jacob DeGrom should get grilled, should get drilled, because he's the hottest pitcher on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, this kid, this Acuña Jr. kid, did nothing in any of those home runs I mentioned to embarrass the opposition whatsoever. The only thing he did to offend Urania was hit home runs. He wasn't throwing his flipping his bat. He wasn't making noise. He hit home runs, rounded the bases, went into a dugout and celebrated with his teammates. So with all due respect, Urania, you're a dumbass. Keith Hernandez, you're a bigger dumbass.
Yeah,
with all due respect for your attitude regarding this so-called unwritten rule of baseball. There might be an unwritten rule that requires that you retaliate against an opposing hitter, not under these circumstances.
No, well, you retaliate against them if they did something that is worthy of retaliation. Yeah, all the guy did was do his job.
So petty, right? I mean, it's just so pathetic. It's almost like looking up Andrew versus Drew on the
it's close.
Google. But
it's
close. All BS aside, I agree with you.
He just said on the Google.
There's a time and a place to pluck somebody, but I don't think the leadoff is it, right?
No,
I agree.
Not when the guy's getting plunked for doing his job.
Especially hurting him to the extent he had to leave the game.
That's a big thing too. Like you plunk him, but you like hit him in the calf or something.
You can't hit the leadoff hitter, man. I mean, come on.
It's ridiculous. By the way, x-rays and a CT scan revealed no serious damage, but he is listed as day-to-day.
Okay. What do you got, Clint?
I got the spouse or the in-law or some kind of kinfolk to the gal you reported on about 2-3 weeks ago. Yeah. A Florida man has been arrested after authorities report he was tranquilizing alligators in the Everglades, which is ignorant in itself, right? Yeah. I don't want no piece of that.
Yeah.
He's going to take it a step further. He was then raping them.
Oh, come on.
Let me say it again. A Florida man has been arrested after authorities report he was tranquilizing alligators in the Everglades and then raping them. 50-year-old, 57.
This sounds like a really dark season of swamp people.
That's not even mammal on mammal rape.
Well, if you saw this cat, I'm not real sure what you'd categorize
him. He looks like a gator rapist.
Yeah, well, he looks like the furthest thing from a gator rapist. But 57-year-old Sean Killams was found by Florida authorities in the act of engaging in sexual intercourse with a tranquilized alligator. Sunday afternoon, authorities say they tased Sean. This is getting better, right? They tased Sean as he was not following police orders. Police say Sean was also high on crystal meth. Imagine that, right?
Yeah. Police should have played guess that drug.
Oh, good gosh.
Azure and Skinny Pete.
Police later found dozens of tranquilizers. Apparently, he planned on making this a habit. Apparently, this wasn't the first time or the last.
Yeah.
And firearms near where police arrested Sean. According to police, Sean kept claiming he was possessed by the late Steve Irwin. He somehow found a way to pin this on my man Steve Irwin, an Australian TV personality who was known as simply the Crocodile Hunter.
Yeah, were you a fan of Steve Irwin?
I was. I was young at the time, and I remember him. I remember his deal. I mean, this guy turned it into the Crocodile Humper. Florida authorities say they will do better to protect the Everglades wildlife and to arrest more Florida men for their apparent tendencies to create disturbing news headlines.
Okay, well, I hope there's not an army of these people doing this. Hey, we're going to make sure this doesn't happen again with all these gator rapists out there.
Yes.
Look,
a big problem in Florida, mammal on reptile rape.
The gator humper. I don't know what to tell you, folks.
It's like the worst WWE gimmick of all time.
No doubt. All due respect.
In this corner.
All due respect.
Yeah.
Gators ain't it, my man.
Oh, no.
Tranquilizers, meth. Doesn't matter. That ain't it.
Feels like did you ever watch a show, Swamp People?
Yeah, heck yeah.
True.
I feel like Swamp People was a great show, but it felt like it got, like after the fourth season, it gets a little repetitive because it's the same thing. They're just killing gators. I feel like
I still watch it every time I see it in the guide.
I do too. I stop on it because the personalities are pretty good, but I feel like you know, like if the Swamp People producers, you know, if ratings were dropping and they were under pressure, I feel like they might resort to a, you know, a risque storyline like this to kind of give the show a little more juice. You know, get it back to where it was in season one and two.
It may take it to another level or drop it completely off TV.
Either one, man. You got to shoot your shot, though. All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.